we live by the faith of the Son of God. Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we meet faith with the word of God, we are productive. The word is the gospel. That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation. You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
Hold on. What they're saying, what they were saying, wasn't a fact. Talk to me, somebody. Wasn't a fact. They saw giants. They saw a lamb that swallows up its inhabitants. They saw men who were of great stature. But what did the Bible say in the first line? They brought up what report? They brought up what report? They brought up what report? Go back to 1 Peter 3:10 now. You now know what evil means. If it's not consistent with the word of God, it's called an evil report. So put it up now. We'll read it. We'll read it. For he that will love life and see good deeds, let him refrain his tongue from evil. You now see it. When your tongue is speaking, listen. When Satan puts you under pressure through situations, what is after is your mouth. That was Job's problem. That was Job's problem. Are you aware of that? That was Job's problem. Why? Your tongue controls your life. Give me Job 3, 25 and 26. That was Job's problem. This is obviously going to be a series in March. This was Job's problem. That was Job's problem. 25 to 26. Look at this. He said, for the things which I greatly feared is come upon me. Some people think that you are afraid of it doesn't mean it to happen. You have seen it. Fear is faith in reverse. That means fear is faith in Satan's ability to carry his will out in your life. Just like faith is faith or confidence in God's ability to carry out his will in your life. Have it together. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without fear, it's impossible to please Satan. That's what he's saying. For that which I greatly feared is come upon me. That means the things that happened in chapter 1 did not happen suddenly. No. There was a law that brought them to pass. You know, when you are reading, Job did not have the privilege of reading the book of Job. You can read the book of Job to learn the lessons that the Spirit of God puts there for us. He said, that which I greatly feared came upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Ah! Fear is a spirit. Fear is an attractant. But that's not even where I'm going. Look at the connection. He said, I was not in safety. Pause. Who told him he was not in safety? Can you remember the conversation that Satan had with God? You know what Satan told God? He said, have you not put an edge round about him, round about his household, round about all that he has on every side? Question, was Job not in safety? He was. He was. He said, I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet about it. Let me say, we are not safe. You wake up his wife and children. I just feel something bad is going to happen. Did you people do something wrong? Take sacrifice. Go and sacrifice. He kept saying it. He kept saying it. He said, yet trouble came. The trouble had to come because he was not quiet. I am not in safety. I am not in safety. You know, this country, we are not just safe. I don't know. Ah! You are not safe? Did you just say that? We live in the safest place on earth. It's called in Christ. It says, if any man be in Christ. But you see, when your mouth is saying, this country, we are not safe. Never say it. Never say it. Next week, I'm going to teach you about who is the Lord of your lips. I was not in safety and I was not quiet. We are not safe. And have you heard people say that? Some of you, your parents live in morbid fear. And you have to get them out of it. We are not safe. We are not safe. Is the door locked? Is the gate locked? You know, you can do that out of good judgment, but you can also do that out of fear. If you do it out of fear, you see the consequences. It's dangerous. I was not in safety. And I was not quiet about it. Oh, this country, nowhere is safe anymore. God, you are the one to help us. You are not praying. You are communicating fear. You are communicating fear. You are communicating fear. When you hear such negative news, what are you supposed to do? No weapon. No weapon. Lasso barbeta. No weapon formed against me can prosper. When they come around me, they lose their confidence. When they cock the gun, it will not shoot. That will go under the power in the name of Jesus. Those are the things you should be saying. When you are flying and Satan is putting thoughts in your mind, you say, Satan, go into the cockpit and fly this jet. That means if you are the one flying it, you can't crash me. That means if you become the pilot, as much as you hate me, you cannot crash me. You can't. Listen, fear is not a feeling to manage. Fear is a spirit you must cast out. Forget psychology and say, you manage fear. The Bible calls it a spirit. You cast it out. What do you do to evil spirits? You cast them out. Get out of here. I refuse to fear. I was not in safety. And I was not quiet. So as long as his mouth was speaking it, he brought it upon himself. Why? You see that in Proverbs 15:4. Proverbs 15:4. Proverbs 15:4. Oh boy. Proverbs 15:4. Look at this. Oh God. Oh dear. A wholesome tongue. A wholesome tongue. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. That means life flows out of a tongue that is wholesome. In second service, we're going to read from the book of James. We're going to enter into this thing fully. You know what James says? He says, if the man seems to be religious among you and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, that man's religion is vain. Ah! That means with your tongue, you can deceive your heart. What's your heart? Your spirit. Your spirit. Oh, I'm blessed and prosperous. Oh, this month is your large room. Amen. It's my large. I'm Muslim. And then you go home today. Guy, can I get 10 quick 10,000 naira? I'm broke. I'm very broke, as you're saying. Your spirit will be confused. Sir, I thought you said we're blessed. And now we are broke. Where do I believe? Confusion of the spirit. Why many Christians are not victorious? Listen. You must deliberately master words. And I'm not saying you should say I'm rich either. Can I get 10,000? I'm rich. As you have seen me, I'm very, very rich. You are saying the same thing, just that this one is less dangerous. But it still confuses your heart. Sister Jones, we have not seen you. Sister Janet, sorry. Sister Lagbaja, there's none here. We have not seen you. Sister Lagbe, we have not seen you in church for 2 weeks. Ah, Pastor, I've been so strong. I have been so strong. I'm very strong. If you are strong, you should be in church. Strong people come to church. That's not what I'm talking about. faith doesn't deny the fact. But faith speaks to the fact. Are you here? If you are strong, you should be in church. If you are rich, give me the 100K. Amen. That means what I'm saying is your response must communicate faith, not to the person first, but to your heart. Most times they focus the person, that, okay, let me say so that they don't think I'm, you know. No, that's not the point. You should communicate faith from your heart. Why have you not been in church 2 weeks, sister? Like, well, I felt some symptoms in my body, but I have my healing. And I'm walking in healing now. The hand of the Lord is upon me. I'm stronger now than ever. You are talking like you are making a public confession of faith. You are not trying to make the person to understand that you are sick. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are making a public confession of faith. And remember, on earth, your tongue is the deciding witness. It's the deciding witness. And there will be occasions to vacillate in your conversation. Don't let it. Never let it and put pressure on your mouth. Even in raising your children will do funny things that will display some behavior that are not consistent with the word of God. Don't relate to them based on their actions. You say, you are taught of the Lord, and great is your shalom. Great is your peace. Great is your peace. You will learn. As you are killing the child, tell you will learn. Bam, take. You will learn. You are growing. Take it. Pash. Because I'm not saying don't use the rod, though. I'm not saying don't use the cane. Amen. Sometimes it's necessary to use the cane. You may not use it. Boss put it there to threaten the fellows. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you read Proverbs? A wholesome tongue is the tree of life. Look at the second part. But perverseness therein. Therein in what? In the tongue. Perverseness therein is a bridge in the spirit. You know what a bridge is? You know what a bridge is? A crack. A hole. That means perverseness in your tongue creates a hole for demons to come in. Did you get that? Myself, this is my mind. You know, I'm just dull. You're talking to yourself like that. What's the matter with you? I wish I were not too fine. Really? This Nigerian government, they don't care about we, the poor masses. Ah! You, inside poor masses. Is that scriptures? That's an evil report. The Bible says you are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. Peculiar people. How did that translate to poor masses? How? Through which way? It's not connected. Don't say those things. When people are talking, say, no, I'm not among the poor masses. So. Announce it in public. Bro, I'm not among... Sister, babe, I'm not among the poor masses. Now we the wrong things. Yeah, you like this. Now we the wrong things. Is it not time? Give us time. And Ibu should get ready. Some of you have to context in 2023. Some of you have to context in 2027. Get ready. A new generation is emerging. And nothing can stop it. And let me tell you, if we don't do anything about this, the generation, the negative ones that will take the place will be worse than these ones we are complaining about. Later in the year, we're going to do a series called Give Me This Mountain. Now, and then we're going to create 4 rooms around the series. It's not just teaching. It will last for 2 months. We'll create 4 rooms around it. Those in politics and government, you have future dev. You begin to talk to mentors. You begin to operate in clusters. If you are going to finance and banking, you begin to talk to mentors. You begin to form clusters. If you are in education, you are supposed to be a professor in the next 5-6 years. VC of university, run institutions, you begin to talk to mentors and form clusters. Are we together? You are supposed to be in the entertainment industry. You begin to talk to mentors and form clusters. We'll make it happen for you. Because it's time. It's time.
Rise to your feet.
Men to la villa sema telege basana. Meru kepeto sishta pora di lekepa.
So, of course, we're going to continue in second service.
Jelize steponde sushte pro delica. Just right where you are, can you lift your two hands, your holy hands, and say, Lord, I align my tongue with your word. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. Meru kepata sila kombraktos kelebanda. Shalilo si branda sishta pora dile kepana. Jolida soshta.
Hallelujah. Now this next prayer is very serious. We're about to take bread. We're about to take the body and the blood of Jesus. Listen, the blood is powerful and potent to nullify every negativity. Are you aware of that? We are going to declare every negative word that I've spoken, or that others have spoken against my life, in the name of Jesus, by this blood of the everlasting covenant, they are nullified. They are nullified. They are nullified. Go ahead and pray.
Em shele de kapronda sishta pura dile kapa. Ye arabosa, ye Adonai, Elohim, El Elyon, elabe na sema na na nuna sumana. Oh, hey, elalo sema na na no.
I nullify everyone. Negative word I spoke into my family, into my marriage, into my business, I nullify them. I nullify them. I nullify them. In the name of Jesus. Shalada kaprona. Em shalada kaprona. Em shalada kaprona. Em shapoponukopraka. Em shalada kaprondos. Em dalabonda. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes and bow your heads. All over the hall, in the overflow, just bow your head. It's first service, and I want to give somebody the opportunity to make Jesus your Lord and your Savior. This is an opportunity. Right where you are, I want to pray for you. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Right where you are, just lift your right hand. Listen, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Bow your heads, close your eyes, everyone. We just want to give them the privacy of this moment. You're saying, Pastor Caris, pray for me. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. I want to be born again. I want to rededicate my life to the Lord. I'm not sure if rapture happens today, I will go. Just right where you are, raise your right hand. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Just raise your right hand. Raise your right hand, rather, and raise it high. If you are watching online, there's a link that you have to click. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother over there. There's a link you will click if you are watching online. Just click the link or private chat us. Someone will attend to you. Someone will pray with you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. Link up. Lift the hand high. Lift the hand high. Now, everybody in the hall, we're going to pray with them together. Those of you who raised your hand, Jesus loves you. God loves you. This is not to show you are the worst sinner in the world, but this is a public confession of your faith. Public confession of your faith. So, right where you are, as we pray this prayer, don't pray in your heart, pray with your mouth. Because to be restored, you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. So, right where you are, you will pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I declare today, because I believe that you are the Son of God, you died for my sins. You were raised for my justification. today I declare that you are my Lord and my Savior. Shout it, say, Jesus, you are my Lord and you are my Savior. I receive forgiveness of sin. I receive righteousness into my heart. I receive restoration to the Father. I receive eternal life into my heart. My sins are forgiven. I'm a new creation. I'm in Christ now. And I'm restored to the Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and celebrate. If now you pray that prayer, just whether you are rededicating your life to Christ and all that, just fill that form. Fill that form. And immediately after the first service, as we welcome the guest in the hall, we want you to move there. Okay, so you can fill that card. We want you to move there, okay, with the people, and someone will be there to talk to you. Hallelujah. We'll be there to talk to you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Precious Jesus, this is the communion of his body. In this communion, this is the communion of large room and fruitfulness. Amen. It's a communion of Rehoboth. Glory to God. It's a communion of Rehoboth. That means you notice that your life is enlarged in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your body broken. Thank you for your blood poured out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we receive your blood. We receive your body. We are strengthened. We are strengthened. We are mightily defended as we partake of this today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And we declare this is the least we'll ever be. We declare Rehoboth. Rehoboth! Rehoboth! The Lord has made room for us. In the month of March, the Lord has made room for us. And we are fruitful in the land. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and take the communion.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.